The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. This week's program, Mr. District Attorney, Case of the Man on the Ledge, originally aired August 24th, 1954.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crime perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. In a moment, we'll bring you another case from the file. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Now, here is our star, David Bryan, as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
A district attorney has two jobs to justice. The other is to protect the innocent. It isn't always easy to tell which is which. This case started in the industrial district, a desolate spot in the early morning hours.
What time is it now, Eddie?
2 minutes to two. Hey, look, Fogelson, I'm getting worried about this.
You want to go up the river? You want to see me kick off the police force and go up there with you?
No.
Then play it my way.
All right.
Now, come on, Eddie, pile out.
Yeah.
We'll be coming around that corner in a minute.
How do you know, Fogelson?
I know because a beat cop calls the precinct. And this is the call box Walsh uses. Only two.
Whoever answers, don't they know Walsh's voice?
No, it's a new desk sergeant. We got to time this just right. You take a look around that corner and see if Walsh is coming.
Okay. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, about halfway down the block, Fogelson.
Yeah, about 30 seconds. Yeah, that's perfect. Now, you keep quiet.
31st Precinct, Sergeant Willoughby.
Aye, Sarge. 2219, Walsh.
How's it going, Walsh?
Got a 707, Prowler. Name's Frankie Lynch. It's the parole violation. You better send a wagon.
Right away. Hold him.
Here he comes, Fogelson.
Let him. We're ready. Get in the car.
Jesus.
Shut up. Well, officer.
Yeah? What's the trick? Well, how long you're keeping? Nothing. Right.
I got something that will surprise you, Walsh.
Yeah? Like what, a bribe?
No, I wouldn't try to bribe you, Walsh. You're an honest cop. So...
All right, Eddie, now we can go.
Cop killing. They have a business on us.
They'll be looking for a parole violator named Frankie Lynch, stupid. Now slow down and relax. I wouldn't want you to get a traffic ticket. The shock might kill you.
Morning, Miss Miller.
Oh, good morning, Harrington.
Chief in yet?
In and on the phone.
Oh, would I love to get my hands on that Frankie Lynch.
No word on him?
Nope. City's being fine, calm, though.
See this morning's papers?
Yeah. Most cold-blooded murder in the city's history. I saw.
They've already convicted Lynch without a trial.
Trial? Guy's out of state prison for one day after a 3-year stretch, and he murders the cop who sent him up. Who needs a trial?
You better not let Mr. Garrett hear you talking that way.
Hello, Harrington.
Oh, morning, Chief.
You put that call through to the 31st Precinct, Miss Miller?
Yes, sir. Sergeant Willoughby's on his way here now.
Walsh spoke to him. He called in and said he had Lynch under arrest?
Yes.
He got his statement yesterday.
I want to talk to him personally. Something disturbs me.
What?
Do you think Officer Walsh would have arrested Lynch and brought him to a call box without searching him to see if he had a gun?
No. He frisked him the minute he caught him.
And Walsh wasn't killed with his own gun.
Lynch had an accomplice, Chief?
Well, that's the only... What was that?
Out in the hall.
Garrett? Sergeant Willoughby. Frankie Lynch, sir. He's in the building.
Something on the loose. I was just coming out of the elevator when a cleaning woman came running in from the staircase. Lynch scared her. Boys from the squad room came up after him. They'd got him cornered.
Where?
Hearing room at the end of the hall.
Well, why don't they go in and take him?
They can't. He broke a window and went out on the ledge. Says he's going to jump if anybody comes out after him.
Come on. Who fired those shots?
Squad room boy.
Lynch fire back?
I don't think so. He just pulled it to the window. In here.
All right, you guys. All right, quiet down.
Right up there.
All right. Sergeant, take these men with you. Go right up to the ninth floor. See if there's any chance of dropping a rope over him.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Now, let's see if we can coax him in.
Hey, Chief, don't stick your head out there.
Why not?
He killed the cop that sent him to jail. You prosecuted him, didn't you? Well, you might be next on his list. Why else would he be in the building?
Why?
I'll talk to him.
Lynch, Chief, you got away. You make one move to come out here after me and I jump.
Now, that ain't going to make you any deader than the policeman you shot. A man with a wife and two kids.
I didn't shoot him.
Well, come on in and tell me about it.
No, I want to see Mr. Garrett. Would you pull everybody off the floor and then let me talk to him or I'll jump, I swear it.
Harrington, let me...
No, Chief, he's half crazy.
Just get out and let me talk to him. Go on, Harrington.
Oh.
Garrett speaking.
Sergeant will be talking from the ninth floor, sir.
How does it look?
No good. We can't even see him. There's a cornice up here. It juts out too far to rope him.
That's too bad.
They could lower me over in a bucket seat.
No, forget it. He might go. Ring the men and report to Harrington in my office.
Yes, sir.
Take them down into the street. Rope it off. And close the door.
Garrett?
Have you been running away?
I've been trying to get to you. I cops take me with them, thinking I'd killed one of them.
Lynch, I'm in this room all alone. If I lock the door, will you come in and talk it out?
No, I can talk from here.
I give you my word.
But you don't know what it's like to be locked up. You know what the greatest thing is? It's a doorknob. Not that you can buy in a hardware store, but turn it. You can use it to open and close the door. Go anywhere you want, whenever you want to.
Lynch, I know how you feel.
No, you don't. You'll never know. When I left the pen just 3 days ago, I swore I'd never go back. I'd rather die.
Lynch, why did you run away when Officer Walsh was shot?
I didn't even know he was shot. Not until I heard it on the radio the next morning and found out they were looking for me.
But Walsh called the precinct house and said he had you under arrest for violation of parole.
That's a lie. He didn't arrest me.
Did you see him the night he was killed? You're hesitating, Lynch. The way a man does when he's fishing for a lie.
Yeah, I saw him. But we just talked. He didn't arrest me and I didn't kill him.
Maybe you'd better tell me what did happen.
Well, it was my first night out of the pen. I couldn't sleep. I was free. I just wanted to walk around, walk and breathe. But 1 a.m. I got up. I got dressed and I went out.
Out where?
No place in particular. I just, you know, wherever my feet wanted to take me. Felt good. Never know how good.
Go on.
I saw him about 1:30, it must have been. I was walking down by the factory district. Quiet. Nobody around.
Hey, you, wait a minute.
What?
Turn around and put your hands against the wall.
I'm not doing anything, officer.
Okay. Now let's get a look at your face. Yeah. Frankie Lynch, isn't it?
Yes.
Remember me?
I remember you.
Got you for armed robbery once, didn't I?
Yeah.
When'd you get out?
It's yesterday.
Thought you pulled 5 to 10.
I served 3. I'm doing the rest on parole.
Your parole officer forget to tell you about the 10 o'clock curfew?
No, I didn't tell me.
Being out at this hour is a violation. You know that, don't you?
Please. Officer Walsh, I'm not doing anything wrong. Would you please believe me?
You better tell me what you are doing around
just,
here.
I'm just walking. After 3 years, I couldn't sleep. I just came out here to walk, that's all.
Take it easy, boy. I think you're on the level.
I am. I am.
You've got a job?
No, not yet.
Well, bakery needs night loaders. I'll be passing there in a few minutes. Maybe I could talk to somebody.
Would you? Would you for me?
It's only $40 a week. You used to have bigger plans than that.
Yeah, it was before I found out. How much the doorknob was worth.
Huh? Just a private joke. I'll talk to the night boss later on my way to ring in. Go ahead, boy. Finish your walk. Walsh, you're not a bad guy.
I don't think you are either. Not anymore.
Hello, Walsh.
Hello, Eddie. How's business tonight?
My pool parlor's only open at daytime. You know that, Walsh.
They're playing pool, you mean? How about dice and a few other games?
Maybe you'd better stop saying things you can't prove. You had the vice squad raid my place 3 times. No evidence, no games.
That's right, Eddie. And we both know why, don't we? Another couple of days and we'll know for sure.
Well, maybe we'll all learn a lot in a couple of days. You got a... Well, if it ain't Frankie Lynch.
Hello, Eddie.
When they let you out?
Yesterday, on parole.
Parole, huh? Well, drop around. Shoot a game of Chicago on the house.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Well, I bet the warden will be real proud of you.
That's enough, Eddie. Get going.
Sure. Good night, you lovely people.
You know, you were lucky in a way, Lynch. You learned your lesson. That baby still has his coming.
He can have it.
Got any dough?
Yeah, I got $50, compliments of the state. It's enough to hold me till I start loading bakery trucks, I hope.
I think that'll be real soon. Good night, Lynch.
Good night. And thanks.
Enjoy your walk, boy. I'm glad you came out clean.
Last I saw them, Mr. Garrett, that was all, and that's the truth.
I see.
You don't believe me, do you?
It doesn't fit in with the other statements, Lynch.
But it's all true.
Then what are you afraid of? Come inside and we'll...
No, Mr. Garrett, no.
Lynch, you've been running more than 48 hours. You can't have had much food or sleep. You're tired. And that ledge is pretty narrow.
And 8 stories above the ground, but I'm staying here, Mr. Garrett, until you know that I didn't shoot Walsh. Or until... Well, like you said, I'm on fire.
I'll do what I can, Lynch, to check your story. And I'll be back as soon as I can.
I'll be here, Mr. Garrett. Here or down there.
This is David Bryan. Before we continue with Mr. District Attorney in the case of the man on the ledge, here's an important message I'd like you to hear.